Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a good one.
So good.
Me, Pat, and John do this country version of that.
How does that go?
It's just, oh, now I'm running with the devil. It's just dumb.
That's great.
But it's just so funny. And then you hear the real one and go, why do we bother? Why don't we just do that?
Because it's fun.
Why don't we just do the real one?
Why don't you?
We do that too, but we crack up. We crack ourselves up, Vinny. That's what we live to do.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Hilarious. Oh my God. I can't believe it's finally Friday. What a freaking weird week. Really, this week started for me Monday with the offer of a Steve Perry interview. And then the clock slowed down.
You want to hear something weird about him?
Yeah, what about him?
So I was reading another interview he did, and when he left Journey.
The first time or the second time?
What do you mean?
Well, he left in like 88 and then left again in 96.
I think when he left for good.
Okay.
He went back to his hometown. Do you know where that is?
Oh, it's Hanford.
Some little town right next to Vasaya.
Hanford, where the water is stinky.
Hanford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know about Hanford.
I don't know.
But
one
I saw they referenced it as being in like near Visalia, and yeah. I was like, oh, so
the other
says
side
it
of
sucks
the freeway.
There.
Well, you know, it's come a long way. I hear.
Has it really?
What I know of it, one time we did our radio station did a little outing.
Oh.
With you know, a team building thing, and there's like a golf and stuff type place with those water boats that you can knock each other. They're like bumper cars.
Boats.
Yeah, exactly, Vinny.
Fun.
And And then we had pizza and water, and the water was so gnarly. It stunk like gassy eggs.
Oh,
smell.
Sulfur, yeah.
Yeah, sulfur. And even as we bumped cars, the water stank too. Or bump boats. It was just gnarly. Oh. So that's my, and then I had a cousin that lived there. So that's my experience with Hanford. But people tell me it's not like that anymore.
The water doesn't stink anymore.
I guess they did something. I'm not really sure. But it's a small farming community, agricultural community.
Right.
But
well, I've never been, but Party used to own a restaurant there. And
what kind of restaurant?
In Hanford.
Yeah, as a native Californian there, and I've been around. I'd never heard of Hanford, been there, but to find out that Steve Perry leaves one of the biggest rock bands in the world and finds himself, he's
back drinking sulfur water.
His story is he goes back to Hanford where he's from, and he's walking down the main street, which is a street.
Uh-huh.
Like small
Probably
towns are.
Main Street.
Right. And I'm just thinking, boy, talk about... I can understand that he was having troubles and maybe it was, you know, anxiety of, you know, the crowds and the weirdness of the road. And then to go from that to Hanford.
Right.
Sometimes we all know this. Sometimes you need to go back home and get grounded. Remember where you come from and appreciate everything.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Wouldn't you find yourself... I don't know, 15 steps down that street and you're almost done with that main street, 15 steps going, I've made a huge mistake.
What am I doing here?
I can't go. You can't go home. I'm in Hanford. I've been around the world and wherever I go, the people cheer. Mm. And now I'm in Hanford. He said he kept a motorcycle there and rode his Harley on the dirt roads and waited to find a way to be normal. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, wow, that guy. And now he's just plugging back in.
Yeah.
I feel it.
At 69.
I'm okay with that. Vinny, someone sent me, maybe I'll give this to you. Someone sent me an article and I printed it out. I haven't read it yet. It's Rolling Stone and it's Journey's Jonathan Cain talks band feud. Did you read this already?
Mm-mm.
Let's hit reset. So the little subtitle is, the keyboardist stayed quiet last year while guitarist Neil Sean bashed him online. But now he says it's time to make peace. So it seems like an interesting article. I'm going to check it out.
But I have read things about the feud.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Neil was very vocal about, what are you doing at the White House? Why didn't I know that this was happening? And your involvement with politics is
problematic.
Frustrating
at best.
Right. Right. And, but you and I met Jonathan Cain, and he was very much, like, when I talked to him, and I was interested. He was saying he was in a bad marriage, and he met this wonderful woman, and it turns
out... angel.
It's that...
She's like a 700 clubber.
I don't know who she is.
She's like a preacher. Right.
But
What's her name? I don't know her name. Yeah, it is something
What's
white.
What's his name?
Jonathan Cain.
But I've seen some video of her where she is just, you know, asking people for their money, but just in sort of a very distasteful way. Like,
Paula White. Okay.
Ugh.
Well, I don't know her, and I'm not even trying to talk about her, but that was the story this guy was telling me. And as I listened to it, the thing that stands out to me, no matter who you are, and he's got money and any, like, was just the whole, I was in a bad marriage and then I met this woman and I immediately knew I was going to go marry her. Mm-hmm. And that was, his story was, I flew back to Florida after having met her on this plane and we got married. Like, I started my divorce and
we were very passionate about it.
And I just thought, you can't have a minute to yourself. You just can't. Like, he's that guy. Immediately, he was that guy to me.
Well, sometimes you meet that person, and that's the person I'm going to marry. Right?
But I see both sides of that. Like, to me, like, if you finally get out of a bad marriage, sometimes the impetus almost has to be another person to motivate you to get out. So now there you are with this other person. So you're free of this other thing, but you're fully in the web of another. So it's... you know, you wind up just having to jump in with that other person as opposed to saying, great, now I'm out. Let's keep dating.
Yeah.
This is going great. But let's, you know, why do we have to? Oh, we have to.
But so that was
God
one of the things he talked about was that he is now very faithful. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean faithful to her. I mean godly. And he's. Yeah.
Oh, faithful. Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he has faith-based music out now. Like, he's writing God's music. Right.
Oh, man, now is that money going to the...
Yeah, the 700
I don't know
whatever
anything
it is
about
she's stumping
it.
For.
Beyond that. But that was something that... clearly, there's a rift there, and it's a problem. And but then again, and this is how the article ended, they've got a huge tour going. They're selling out everywhere. They're going to be here in September. They're not playing Bimbos. No offense, Bimbos. But...
no, they're playing
Journey,
huge
Def Leppard
stadiums.
Are playing AT&T.
Yeah.
And selling out.
They've made something like $50 million already so far, and they've just done the first 30 dates. Uh-huh.
So, you know, that...
They're great. I had to look away.
I'm sure
away.
They are.
I did have to look away because Arnell is a little too showy for me.
Oh.
With his spandex pants.
Oh.
But, so I had to close my eyes, turn away, so I could enjoy it a little bit more without... He's very distracting.
He
watch.
Sounds just like
he's
him, though, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So if you close your eyes, it's like being at
it
a...
is.
I don't but want to say at a real Journey concert,
because
I guess it really
show.
Is Journey. Yeah.
But it's not Steve. Mm-hmm. Sorry,
right.
Neil. You're great. You really are, but...
Well, he knows. I think he knows that, but he's also someone who Neil found on YouTube.
Right.
So he's unapologetically cashing huge checks.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
He's living the dream.
Right.
His dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hold that against him at all, but I don't want to watch him. But you know, I don't know. I mean, would I even
I wonder
go
if he gets sick of like singing some other dude's songs though.
No.
If he goes to Neil and says, "Hey, I wrote these other
people
songs."
People were texting in saying, "Yes, that he did try to put out some songs some years back and it flopped, unfortunately." So they went, "Hey, man.
Let's play
this
the
is
hits.
What works."
Still get
exactly.
What I'm curious about on that particular concert or bill is Def Leppard could probably still put out a record. I wonder if they're working on something. Mm-hmm. I bet they could do it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, absolutely. They've got their original singer. The two guitarists that play for them are both profoundly great.
They still got the one-armed drummer?
I don't know. I would bet yes.
Yeah, I would think
I would
so.
Say yes.
But their guitar players are still... Well, top of the game.
Didn't one of their guitar players die?
Yes, but Vivian Campbell is the guy who took over, and he's beyond. He played for Dio.
Yeah.
He's beyond belief. So they could still do it.
They put out a tweet, whoever the band. This was yesterday. 32 years ago today, Def Leppard took the stage at the legendary Monsters of Rock Festival. Warlock kicked off the night, followed by Bad News, Motorhead, Def Leppard, Scorpions, and Ozzy Osbourne. The best feeling.
Oh.
This woman, Paula White, is such a, like, just not a good person.
Oh, no.
Wow, you love Christians.
Well, not really. I mean, 95% of my friends are not Christians. But I cannot believe what I'm reading about this woman.
Just yeah, she's controversial.
At
for
the
sure.
top of the list, she's been married 3 times.
Oh,
three.
Is Jonathan her third?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the third time's
well,
charm.
How,
is
how many
that?
Times has is he it? Been married?
Me?
No,
Jonathan Cain.
I don't know. Anyway, I mean, if you're going around like preaching Jesus, like you gotta like walk that straight and narrow path. But very few people do.
That's true, woman.
It's hard. Anyway, it's you guys,
often it's the people yelling the loudest about being righteous who are
the worst people. You're exactly
the worst
right.
People.
Hey, so you guys were talking about Hartford real quick. Hanford. I just did a bunch of research. So this place was the thriving place in California in 1877 because the town it was named after was this guy named James Hanford, and he was an executive for the Southern Pacific Railroad.
Mm.
So he like set up shop there. This place
it's
was
a long
thriving,
time ago.
It was killing it, and then in 1912, guess what these fools did?
What?
They said, we're going to become a dry town.
Boo!
And 8 years before Prohibition, they closed down all the alcohol everywhere.
A moment of Visalia.
And everyone moved. And
bye,
the town
Felicia.
Has sucked ever since.
Fresno.
You bet your ass I'm out of here.
What an idiot. I can't. They were like the town.
We got no TVs. We got no iPads. We got no computers.
Heads are falling off.
And now you don't want us to have drinks, too?
Yeah.
From Jesus.
1877 to 1912, this was the party town.
Funny.
And one person.
Well, what happened was there were too many parties, you know. And the town elders
and they couldn't make it to church.
Yeah. The young kids aren't coming to church because they're too hungover.
It's never recovered from that decision.
Oh,
funny.
Well.
Everything else you read about is terrible.
Yeah. 415 says, Hanford, I thought Steve Perry was just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Yeah. Hilarious.
There's some other lyrics of that song, and I remember reading that he just put it in there because it fit. I think it's the South Detroit. He's like, there's really no place called South Detroit. Like, they don't refer to it that way at all. But it works.
It
fits.
Yeah.
Right.
You needed another syllable in there.
Right.
Man, I hope it works out. He comes in.
Oh, my God. Me too.
925 Vinny, Kelly Slater's surf spot's right next to Hanford in Lemoore.
Lemoore, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lemoore's right there, yeah.
In fact, Steve Perry lived in Lemoore for a little while, too.
He did?
And Tracy.
Oh, I did read about Tracy, yes.
Yeah, he lived, he's an inland guy.
Yeah, I have hit up that ranch.
Right up Valley Boy.
I am dying to go there.
She's trying to figure that out.
No, to the surf ranch.
Get him set up there once the baby comes. What's going on with Baby Watch 28?
Well, so the thing about the ranch is that thing now has sold, they've sold that technology to Japan for the Olympics.
Oh.
So whether or not they're going to have it built in time and it will be how surfing is presented to the world.
Oh. You think that they would use that instead of actual waves?
Well, yeah, because like right now the pro surf tour is in Tahiti.
Mm-hmm.
And the spot they're at is the biggest, scariest, most wicked wave known to mankind. I've never surfed it, but every footage you see is just like, oh my God, I can't believe anyone's...
In what way? Like what's
it the way it comes out of this deep water and all of the ocean swell hits this one spot and goes up over a razor sharp reef.
Mm.
It makes this incredible wave, but it's the people who go out there in those big days they're risking death. Mm. But it's tiny. It's flat right now.
Mm.
So the pros, the best surfers in the world are there, and Mother Nature's not delivering.
Twiddling their thumbs.
And everything has a window. You can't have people just waiting around for a month for it. So they have a 2-week window, and they're having to surf in 2-3 foot waves, which that's not why you go there. So the thing about the Olympics, and I don't know why they even added surfing. They shouldn't have, frankly, but they have. And so here's a situation where how are you going to present this to the world? In a pool with a machine that makes waves.
Consistent. Everybody rides the same way.
Exactly. Right.
Because there are...
That makes sense.
And this is one of the neat things about pro surfing that many people wouldn't like if you're watching it and don't surf, but sometimes there aren't waves and the time is ticking down and there's 1 minute and a guy has priority and needs a five. That's a score. And you're waiting to see if the wave comes. And then it just doesn't. The end. Guy lost. No wave came. Mm.
Like double middle fingers from the ocean.
Well, and it's just that's pro surfing. So it's going to be interesting if this... Anyway, the Lemoore thing is cool because it is a really...
How big is this thing? Like, what are we what does it look like? What are we talking about here?
It creates
a wave.
Uh-huh. It creates a wave. It's a... I guess it's natural water. Kelly went and found this spot. He must have bought the land, or I think he bought the land.
Is it humongous? Like, are you moving a long distance, or is it... It's not... So it's not... We're not talking about a stationary wave.
No, it's moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So the wave isn't breaking the same way a regular wave would go lengthwise and maybe move you down a beach, you know.
Yeah.
However
you'd
far.
Ride along it.
You're riding
parallel to the...
Straight, parallel to the thing that's... Now, I haven't been there, so... I met this kid at one of the surf shops who was like, I got to go because I'm on the Santa Cruz surf team. And I was like, tell me everything. And he was saying it's super fun. It's a really good wave. But right now, because it's new, there's no way people can get into it. Like, I can't get in. I'm never getting in.
You might be able to get in just for being Vinny.
Yeah.
Well,
a waiting
press
list.
Pass.
Yeah, right. We could totally work something.
I'm hoping to at some point. But I think right now...
And you don't need a wetsuit?
No.
Hey, and someone just texted, and I forgot about this. Lorenzo, Neil, you know Lo from downstairs, 957 The Game. He's from Lemoore. And, like, we walk in all the time together in the morning, but I'm sure he's an ex-49er, right? Or is he ex-49er?
Or,
ex-Raider.
Yeah.
But he's got pool there. He
in
like,
Lemoore?
Yes.
Yeah, we could ask him. I mean, Lo, I'm sure he could put us in front of the right...
Yeah,
people,
absolutely.
And...
Well, it's going to be neat to see that at the Olympics, and this technology is going to make Kelly Slater a
ton of money.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Because now they'll be able to put these everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And the truth is,
how big
started
is it?
Out as a skateboarder. And the thing about skateboarding, and I've talked to anybody who wants to get their kid into it, I encourage them because it's really cool that you can try a trick, fall, and try it again. And you don't have to wait for a wave.
Right.
You can just keep doing it for as long as you can stand the pain. Until it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, that's the deal with skateboarding. And this will make that more surfing more like skateboarding. In that the waves keep coming. And you can do a trick all day, every day, till it's in your pocket. You know what I mean?
How... Like, is it a mile long that you ride this thing? Like, I'm just dying to know what the size on this thing is.
So apparently, from having watched one of the little demo contests they did there, the wave is set up to have a few different types. So it starts out sort of flattish, and then there's a section that barrels. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be ready for it, and it motors. Like, it'll leave you behind if you're not prepared and ready. When it starts to do that,
it says the Surf Ranch facility. Oh, darn, a commercial just came up. Revealed online, boasts the best man made wave in history, a 700 yard high performance bi directional wave. Featuring,
what is bi directional?
It means you can go right or left.
Okay.
So, based on, for example, I'm a regular foot. So, when I turn right on a wave, I'm facing it. When I turn left on a wave, my back is to the wave.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So being able to surf both directions means you...
Whichever way you are dominant, you can face away from the wave. And
but they can also make each... In a contest, they can make each person go both directions so that they'll have to show their skills on both sides.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying 700... Did you say 700 yards?
700 yard. Uh-huh. High performance, bi-directional. It also says featuring barrel sections and maneuver sections.
So it's like almost half a mile from the end to the end. But how wide is it? Like how much room do they have to go back and forth?
It's a regular wave. It's not that. So this is the funniest part of the first contest that I saw at this location is, and they've got some palm trees put in, and they've even got a spot for concerts. And Eddie Vedder, who is friends of Pearl Jam, who's friends with Kelly, he's played there. And I think Blink 182 is going to play there for the next big event they have going. So they've got it set up to be a party spot.
Right.
There's a restaurant. But when they did the overhead shot, it truly is in the middle of farmland. Like, as the shot widens out,
you see rows of corn.
There's crops on the other sides of the thing. And the pro surfers who've gone to this spot from all these locations around the world are driving into farmland.
Right.
It's 4 hours from anything.
Is it a total bummer for Lemoore if he licenses this technology and they start popping up everywhere because all of a sudden everyone's like, Lemoore.
I can go anywhere else.
Why would I go there?
I think it's probably important that you keep space between them, but that's what I think will end up happening is you'll see these all over the place.
Right.
And surfing will become like skateboarding in that.
There'll be a surf park.
A park.
Mm-hmm.
And the next big pro could truly come out of Des Moines.
Has never been to the ocean.
Right.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walk on the ocean.
I wonder how weird that would be if they finally got to, like, after they're, you know, like a top of the line surf guy, and then they go in the ocean and they don't have any etiquette and they don't know how to do it.
What's the salt water?
Right. What's going on with a wetsuit? What are you talking
about? But so it's all the same stuff that
sharks?
We're experiencing all around us in society. It's just like where an older person who's who didn't grow up with these phones is like, look at this room full of people staring at their hand. Mm. What's wrong with you people?
And they all look up and go, what are you looking up for?
Yeah. Doesn't anyone want to talk to me? No, old man, we don't.
Just text me. I'll text you right back. I'm right here. I'll text you.
Changing sensibilities.
Yeah.
For sure.
Crazy. I remember we even used to make jokes like, remember we did that lazy day?
Yes.
Down in San Jose. And
it was freezing cold.
It was so cold.
We were in robes at the pool.
I know. It's hilarious. Well,
it was
morning.
Vinny drove. Was that a Tesla or a Lamborghini?
That
was
a Tesla.
Yeah, it was like one of the first
with
Teslas.
Scott Budman.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. But we were sitting there and we were asking people, like, okay, you know, admit it to us. What's the laziest thing you do? And this one woman goes, oh, you know, I'll text my son from the couch to come in and, you know, he's in his bedroom and I'm on the couch.
Change the channel.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so lazy. And now it's like, no, it isn't. That's just what we do.
Now it's dinner time and, you know, you're down there. Dinner time. Okay, on my way. Text, fire it off.
Okay. Yeah. Clean up what you're doing. Walk 14 feet to the kitchen. And there you are.
Exactly.
Ready for dinner.
I just got a text. You guys are literally describing the premise of the movie North Shore.
I don't know that movie.
I don't know it either.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, where's Homer?
Where'd he go?
Probably
he's already
bathroom.
Gone, man. Guys, it's Friday. He's already gone.
What else is new?
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Maz Gibrani's on the show a little later today.
Yep.
Got the new music and more. It's Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.